If you were standing on Washington Street, you'd be out here. There's the bell tower. This right here is an elevator shaft, so it'll be four-story elevator from the basement up to the balcony upstairs. And then we're doing a beautiful glass atrium on the side to bring people in, and they'll come in through that door.
So on the side of the building, that's all going to be redone into a walkway over there?
Yep, that'll be redone into a walkway. And we did that because there's lots of parking a half a block away in the back, and they can come through our back gate. And there's also parking over there across the street. So we thought it would be neat to make this really cool, inviting alley into the hall and highlight our beautiful architecture.
So this is part of the larger restoration that's
going on
throughout the whole building. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit more about what's going on throughout the entire structure?
So through the entire structure, there will be a lot of exterior structural work still to be done, as well as interior. I mean, we have to add more steel into the roof and all that kind of stuff. There'll be a lot of cosmetic stuff done on the outside as well, so like repointing the bricks, cleaning them up, making them look more presentable. And regrading our property so that it's handicap accessible for people coming in. On the inside, you'll come in here, it'll be the lobby. Back there, in what used to be the grand kitchen, will be made into the dressing rooms, bathrooms, and green rooms for performers. So this will be closed off to the public. We'll lock these doors. So our dressing rooms will be back here because right there is the back stair that goes up to the main performance space.
Can we go up the stairs?
We're not gonna go up those. We'll go up the front.
Sure.
Front's better. So over here will be, this is an old office that is being turned into a catering kitchen. So this will be the kitchen. So we'll be able to do plated events and stuff like that. So this is the west side of UPH, that's the east. So the east side will be the public. The west side will be all services and load-in and everything. We'll have our dumpster and our loading dock over here.
Now, will these stairs be touched at all?
They're going to be cleaned up and restored. We're going to, you know, clean them up and sand them down so the original wood shines through. We'll put a beautiful runner down and things like that. I mean, this is donated BMW car carpeting. That's what we've been using. So you haven't been here in a while, so welcome to Universal Preservation Hall.
Yeah, this was the space that was shown a couple of years ago when you announced the project.
Right. So what we're turning this place into, and excuse that there's no stained glass windows here, this is going to become a spectacular theater in the round that's going to seat over 700 people. So we staged it a couple weeks ago. The stage is going away. That's all going away. But what we're going to do is we will utilize some of our pews to fill in the seating on the floor. There'll be retractable seating that is going to come down from this balcony. And this balcony is going to move out to here. So we're bringing this balcony out here.
I see. Okay, so the balcony that goes all the way around is going to be extended.
Going to be extended to here because the elevator's coming up right there.
Gotcha.
From this, where the edge of this balcony is, there will be a bank of retractable seating, automatic seating, that'll come down 10 rows. It's going to come down to about here, probably.
I see. So the balcony that's going to be extended will come down to the main floor level.
Mm-hmm.
And then this area in here.
Yep, the stage will be 20 by 24, flat floor stage.
So the existing, this stage in the back of this room.
Going away,
and then
There will be a different kind of a platform built. And we did this because of sound. We want to have a wonderful sound experience for anybody that comes in here. And the room is so big, and it is a challenge for sound. By making it a theater in the round and putting the grid up there over the performer, we can mitigate almost all the sound issues in the room. So everybody will have a great experience because we're bringing them in closer.
Now, is there still a fundraising effort underway?
Yeah, there is. Our campaign is $5.5 million. We've raised probably 90% of it, but we're still raising money. We've got enough money in the bank now to get started, which is exciting for us. But our fundraising effort still is going forward, and I think that when we kick off our construction, which will probably be right around the first of the year, we will kick off a public campaign at that time.
Universal Preservation Hall is affiliated with Proctor's.
Yes.
So how is that going to augment the programming here?
Well, they're going to do the programming for us, which is a godsend to us because they're the professionals at it. We're not, you know. And so they're going to do our programming, but they also bring us a lot of other value as well. They help us with finance, fundraising, marketing, ticketing, helping us design the building for flow of people. Their help has been invaluable. We maintain our own board of directors here in Saratoga, and we have raised all of our own money. But just the two of us joined together, it's terrific, and we're bringing them to Saratoga, which is very exciting for the residents here and people north.